Hello and welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Vlad.
I am Mark.
And it's nice to have you again.
Yes. We've got plenty of updates for you this week.
Great. And the first one is about .NET Core Release Candidate 2. .NET Core SDK Preview 1.
Yeah, so the .NET Core SDK didn't exist before. Now it does, and it includes that .NET Core. So there's a little naming confusion.
Yeah, but these developer division guys, they are great in naming.
So all you have to do is install .NET Core SDK 1 Preview 1 to get .NET Core Preview 2.
Yeah, there is obviously a lot of changes and bug fixes, and eventually once you guys are done with taking a look to this release candidate, it's going to become an RTM or RTW or whatever they call it.
So this is the first update since it was released in November. So all of the updates since then, greater compatibility across the existing .NET frameworks and plenty of bug and performance fixes. So if you're on the .NET Core bleeding edge and you're playing around with it, definitely get the update. Get yourself updated to the newest released as soon as possible.
Yeah. And as part of this kind of wave of new .NET Core things, ASP.NET Core RC2 is also out.
Yep.
And there's obviously some changes in this and the bug fixes, and it's all part of this motion.
It also introduces a new .NET command line interface. Previously, you'd use something like DNX and DNU utilities. They've all been combined into one just called the CLI. And if you get dropped to the command line, you can type in .NET, one word, and you will get into the command line experience.
Yeah, and hopefully this command line experience will help you actually migrating your ASP.NET projects from RC1 to RC2. And this is what another post is about.
Sean Wildermuth, posted this one.
Sean Wildermuth posted this. So I believe things like this, like so far, happen every time they do a change in the ASP.NET Core, because like we keep talking about this, and it's great that people keep making these posts about my migration because it's really helpful for those of you developers who always on the cutting edge of this sort of technologies.
It encourages you to jump in early. Like a lot of times if you get in, you're gonna be a little wary, like, all right, but what happens to the next version? I'll just wait. These things all make it a lot more smoother for you to get in there, which lets more people give us feedback and lets us create a better product at the end of the day. So it's awesome to have this kind of great cycle going on.
Yeah, and talking about .NET Foundation, the .NET stuff, we're excited to finally have a proto build as part of .NET Foundation. It means a lot of things. Of course, like proto build was out there for years, and people were using it. But being part of .NET Foundation also means that it's going to get attention from a lot of people, get more contribution, get like basically integration tests with all these .NET Core stuff, and that's great.
Cool. If you're not familiar with ProtoBuild, it is a cross-platform project generator and dependency manager. So let's say you wanted to, if you're running your cross-platform application in C#, but you want to debug it in iOS, you're going to need the project in order to actually like jump in and debug. And when you're in there, maybe you're going to want to add a dependency that's going to be needed across everything, so you can add a dependency when you're in that project and have it synchronize that across them all. So it manages all that stuff for those of you writing software for all devices, which is a great thing.
Yeah, if you're a C++ developer, let's say, there is a thing called CMake. And people use it a lot for generating projects from your source code and like special CMake files just to give, like basically to generate the project given your target platform and a bunch of options you wanna use for this particular case, for this particular implementation.
Right.
Awesome. Build tour.
The build tour.
That's exciting. I have my team working on preparing build tour right now behind this wall, actually, which is great. And build tour is basically what we call the best of build around the world. So we're taking a bunch of content from build. We're also taking some new content. In fact, all the demos are new. We're building all new demos from scratch.
Awesome.
And we're taking this around the world. And this time it's seven cities, right? plus some special events in Moscow and Tokyo. And we're basically gonna reiterate what we've been talking about at Build and share more news.
And these are free events.
These are free events,
so
that's
really
important.
Cool part of it. Free, one day, go through, get all that best. Carve out the time to ingest a lot of content. You can get the content online, a lot of the lectures and everything. But to see those new demos and get hands-on and interact with people one-on-one is a fantastic experience.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Universal Windows Platform, about games, about the cloud, about many, many things, and I'm really excited about that. And talking about new things, if you're really like a hardcore developer, you want to be on the, you want to work with all new stuff, there is a new preview of Visual Studio 15. It's not Visual Studio 2015, yes. It's Visual Studio 15, which is technically the next version of Visual Studio. And we've just shipped a second preview of this beautiful product with a bunch of changes. That's really like, if preview one was just like a sneak peek of what we're gonna do, the preview two is a lot more mature, and it has some really great changes. It has Universal Windows Platform support, right? Also, we've got a lot more, let's say, SDK and languages supported in the simplified installer, which, like, you probably know, the Visual Studio 15 has a simplified installer, which is technically a sort of X-copy installer, right?
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit previously, but just, like, the entire installation is massive, and just get that minimum install is something they've been working on, and I think the min install is now in the, like, hundreds of megs instead of multiple gigs. There's been changes in everything from, the XAML diagnostics to the NuGet packager to everything in between. So, again, with preview software, we always want to get your feedback. For Visual Studio, that is found on User Voice. The link is in the article as well. So you'll be able to give us feedback on what you found in there. And again, Visual Studio 15 Preview 2, completely different than Visual Studio 2015 Update 2.
Yeah. I'm personally excited about XAML, like, runtime editing.
Yes, from all my years of being developing on the web and getting, like, live previews and stuff, that's what I'm most looking forward to as well.
Yeah. There was also a new release of Desktop Bridge Preview. What is Desktop Bridge? It's basically
get your Win32 app.
Get into your Win32 app and to Universal Windows platform. And it basically has Desktop Bridge has two big parts. The one part is an operating system in our anniversary update and all these insider previews we're putting out now. And there is also a desktop app converter tool that actually gets your either just bits of your desktop app or your installation package. Runs this installation package in a container and then records all the file system changes and registry changes and generate application package like UWP application package on top of that, so you can install it like basically on any machine that gets you the
universal install and update and removal and everything that users love about the store packages. It also gives you access to the UWP APIs like toasts and lifetiles and notifications. So it really is a bridge between your existing code base and bringing it into the kind of the modern aspect of Windows.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it a lot at Build.org, in fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very interesting topic. And. Kind of merging desktop bridge thing with Visual Studio 15 Preview 2, we're also excited to announce that we've just shipped basically like 2 days ago a project template for Visual Studio 15 Preview 2 that generates basically a project for you to get your desktop app in case you have this like as a project in Visual Studio to this desktop app converter. So it generates like the XML file, and gives you some settings just to simplify these tasks, like do it in a more appropriate way rather than specifying like parameters in the PowerShell and messing up with this.
At the end of the day, you can hit F5 and just have it like test out your package just like you would normally want to do in Visual Studio instead of having to learn everything down at the lowest level.
Exactly. Yeah, it would be great even to like to Kitify and debug it as a UWP app, right?
Yeah, yeah.
With identity and everything. And that's what you can do. Oh, it's that time of the show.
Quickly, we've reached the picks of the week. My pick of the week is a very large number. The NuGet package manager that we know and love recently hit 1 billion packages downloaded.
1 billion, that's a huge number.
That's a lot of packages, and I've been on at least a couple thousand of those myself. But this is a little kind of retrospective on the first billion. It's been a little over 5 years. I think 2010 it was first released as NuPack, or the preview of NuPack. I like the name they finally landed on, NuGet. It has a nice little, I get hungry every time I say it. But
NuPack is what you do as an author of the package.
Right,
and NuGet is what I do as a developer that uses your package.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes more sense. In the article, they have a link to a couple of the announcement articles from back in the day when it was first released. One of my favorite references is from a Mary Jo Foley article talking about, one of the reasons you can use it is to download this new thing, new view engine called Razor for ASP.NET. So to put that kind of time perspective in your mind of when this started. But it's been around. It's been very good to us. Like I said, still getting great updates in Visual Studio 15. So looking forward to the next billion. And congratulations on your first billion, NuGet.
That's awesome. And moving to my pick of the week. My pick of the week is a game. The name of this game is Reentry. Mm. And it's actually an orbital simulator made by my colleague and my friend, Petri. And you may say it's just another game. What's special about this game, first of all, it's about space. Mm-hmm. So it's special by design already. And second thing is that this game actually simulates the physics, the like lightning, the orbital mechanics, all the processes you do within this mission. And so far, the part of this game is only Project Mercury. It has both Redstone and Atlas launch vehicles. So basically, whatever happened with these actual launches, with these actual projects, it is simulated in this game with exact physics. Like it simulates the time of like in the history and with all the sunset and sunrises. It simulates all the physics of your actual vehicle. It even has a capsule cockpit where you literally need to like to check and uncheck a bunch of tumblers and all these buttons to make it actually fly. And it also has like an arcade mode where you just take it easy and it does everything by itself.
You just can enjoy the visuals at that point.
Exactly, and the visuals are awesome. And another mode is actually a historical mode, which is not that easy, but it gives you like an atmosphere of that launch with all these like talks and the radio like audio
chatter
like between the control center and astronauts. This is really awesome. If you like games and especially if you like the space stuff, that you're gonna enjoy it. And the game is not out yet, but eventually it's gonna be.
Yeah, I read it's gonna have all of the Gemini and Apollo missions as well when they finally release. So.
Yeah,
that's gonna be super cool.
Looking forward to it. So thank you for being with us.
Thanks.
That's it for this week. And have fun.
See you next time.
Bye.